So we have a number of new people on the call today, mostly because this is supposed to be kind of a pre-run for the RDF Working Group telecon. So we're going to hopefully try and answer as many JSON-LD questions as it relates to the RDF Working Group and the potential process that we have to go through if the RDF Working Group decides to take some of this work up. Our agenda is here. Let me grab that. Marcus, you're up to scribe today. Would you mind scribing?
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Ivan.
Hi, Ivan. Okay, so on the agenda today is... RDF Working Group spec concerns, so concerns that Richard and Pat Hayes and a number of other RDF Working Group participants had with both the syntax and the API spec. A discussion that I had with Ian Jacobs, second on the agenda is a discussion I had with Ian Jacobs about what the process is for transitioning something from a community group to a working group. There's some patent and copyright things that we have to make sure that we're careful about, and then on to issue discussion if we get to it. So issue 120 is making type and the expanded ID form kind of orthogonal, or making it work with add type, and then discussing addition of vocab support, as a lot of other people have wanted to start adding that in lately. Any other additions or changes to the agenda before we start? Anything else we should discuss? All right. First up is the RDF Working Group spec concerns. Richard, would you mind giving just a quick overview? These are issues. The first one up is, Richard, you had asked that it would be nice to have a lot of examples in the RDF API spec, and I think we hadn't done it yet, but certainly the intent was to add a bunch of examples to the spec. The other one was a bit more in depth. This was a list of issues that Richard had concerning RDF concepts terminology not lining up with the JSON-LD API spec. So there's that, and then of course Pat Hayes had a very long set of issues, or rather he had a long explanation of what his issues were with the spec. I don't think it's going to take much to fix them, but we still should address those as soon as possible. Richard, did I miss anything? Would you mind kind of going into the background of what you feel needs to be changed in the specs?
Yeah, sure. So first, let me quickly say, so I'm on a slightly unreliable connection today, so if I drop out or something, then I probably did not intentionally hang up, but it's just the connection. So, the issue that I raised is basically, that I read through the API spec or through... in particular the web IDL definitions, and since the algorithms, the to RDF and from RDF algorithms, are expressed in terms of the web IDL, I think it's quite important that these definitions, so that it's clear how they line up with the RDF data model as it is defined and used across all the other specs. So there are some issues that are basically just sort of minor terminological inconsistencies or things like that, but that don't really affect understandability. But then there are some things like use of terms like, I don't know, interface name or nominal value that you would not really find used anywhere outside of this JSON-LD API spec, as far as I can tell, where I think it would be really better to align this more closely with the standard RDF terminology. And so the sort of the normative definition of the data model, yeah, that's the RDF concept spec, which I'm editing in the RDF 1.1 update, and yeah, together with David, who I think is also on the call. And yeah, so as far so what I basically tried in my in the text that I wrote there for this issue 131, the link is in the agenda, is basically the terms that I found that do not match up between the IDL and RDF concepts. And I think, okay, so I understand that the web IDL fulfills not just a function as, so it kind of has a different function as well as an API specification. So of course there are certain concerns, so certain things have to be done in a little bit different way, or some things are sort of just constrained a little bit because it's an API specification, and therefore you can't just quite as freely define terms as we can do it in a pure prose specification. And that's understood, and also that essentially since it's an API, it's going to be used directly by developers and therefore has to sort of match their expectations. So this is all understood, but I think it's still worth trying to align it as much as possible, as much as sort of practically possible with RDF concepts. And yeah, so I also read the comments that Pat has, and yeah, so I'm not going to say anything about that in detail. I think so. He has a point about that sort of some things are not quite as clear. So sort of this distinction between the graph level and then the sort of resource level that is described by the graph is a little bit unclear in some of the text, and that can certainly be improved with some rewording. And it's certainly worth trying. And I think yeah, Pat has given some good input there. Yeah, that's it pretty much from my side.
Okay, I think both you and Pat made a number of very good points in your feedback. So I think that the intent is to try and fix up as much of this as possible. I think that one of the big areas of confusion came from the RDF API spec not being ready to go and people reviewing it. I think it's unfortunately the way that we thought we were just putting the JSON-LD syntax spec forward and didn't necessarily think people would go on to read the API spec. And since that happened, there hadn't been a good review on that spec, and because of that, I think we're having this discussion. So I think many of the terminology concerns that you have will be cleared up in time, hopefully. We'll try very, very hard to try and fix some of these. Certainly the things that are confusing we will try to fix. There are some very specific things like property versus predicate, the use of that terminology, that we may have to have a bit more of a discussion on. But again, I think all of these are, I don't think that there are any showstoppers in here. I think it just requires a little bit of discussion and then figuring out exactly what we're going to change the spec text to. For things like nominal value, like we have this node.nominal value and node.interface name, those are holdovers from the RDF API spec that we worked on like a year and a half ago. So it's very old stuff that was more or less just copied and pasted into the spec to give us some base web IDL. So I think, again, we are going to end up aligning those with RDF concepts in time. So I don't think that anyone should be really concerned that there are any blockers or showstoppers here. I think it's just a matter of us taking the time to work together to figure out what the proper language should be.
Yeah, this is David. I just want to underscore that thought, Manu. It's I think the RDF Working Group is very happy that JSON-LD is so far along. Don't worry about these little issues of, oh, you didn't say the right thing in the spec here, you didn't say the right thing in the spec there, because even Turtle, which has been widely used, which is kind of everybody's favorite language for RDF, the RDF Working Group was just tasked to bless it. That's all we had to do in our charter. And we've still argued about it for nearly a year, tweaking the spec so that it's simply better, so it's more aligned with Sparkle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And we'll end up producing a standard that is better than what we would have done if we'd simply blessed it.
Mm-hmm.
So in spite of the fact that a lot of, you know, this conversation, any time this happens, it comes back in a negative tone.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all very happy to be working with Jason LD. I think it can be a very solid standard. I think it can really help a lot of people. You know, I think it's all positive. So just take it that way, please.
Good, good, good. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I think it's important to at least understand that both groups are trying to work together, and I don't see any showstoppers, I guess, is what I'm saying, and I'm hoping that people in the RDF working group aren't seeing that. Like, I don't see any point at which we're going to so fundamentally disagree at this point that we can't make progress. I agree with your viewpoint, David. I think that it does look like we're hopefully going to move forward with this stuff. I guess with that said, do you, Richard, David, anyone in the RDF working group, do you guys feel that there is something that's a showstopper out there? The one thing that I can see at this point is the RDF API, the JSON-LD API and the RDF working group not necessarily being charted to work on something like that. Although you could say that it falls out of the statement that you guys are supposed to come up with a way of encapsulating, RDF and JSON, and usually APIs go along with that. So have you guys put much thought into how we're going to approach that issue?
May I?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead, please.
I missed the Q plus of Zekin. So
you can still Q plus here. Sorry, go ahead.
So
it's just Manu handles it instead of Ralph.
Maybe. Okay. This may be an issue in a sense that outsiders who at the end of the day have to approve the work that the working group does formally may object if we develop APIs because as you said, it's not in the charter. So I'm not absolutely sure how to handle that, to be absolutely fair with you. That comes back to the whole discussion. I don't know whether this is something you want to have on the agenda today, of what to do exactly in the submission to the RDF working group, in the sense of what to do exactly with the RDF conversion stuff. Because the RDF conversion stuff, whether it's defined in the form of an API or not is essentially beside the point. That's really the two algorithms that somehow have to end up in the RDF working group as well. For the others, I am still a bit uncertain, to be honest. Because one of the ideas that came up in the preliminary discussions is, instead of putting both documents into the RDF working group's bin, is to take the RDF conversion back and forth and either put that as a separate document, as I don't remember who said would be a possibility, or to add that to the syntax document and do it that way. So these are all possibilities that were raised at some point. Oops, I think that Richard was kicked down.
So he'll get back in. Greg, you're on the queue.
Yeah, so I did most of the work on the RDF conversion algorithms, and I believe I also suggested that perhaps it could be added to the syntax spec, although I'm not that I believe that that is really the way that we want to approach this. The conversion problem, we're getting some feedback. The algorithm which converts from JSON LD to RDF depends upon the expansion algorithm. So if we look at the algorithms expressed in the API, it's expansion, compaction, framing, and conversion to and from RDF. We recently added flattening as well. So of those, I think flattening and framing are definitely more experimental. Compaction is required basically for framing and just to, in general, put a more human twist to the expression of the JSON. But if we were to take a minimal subset of what we required from the API, it would be expansion to RDF and from RDF. And then looking at the expression of the algorithms themselves, I don't think they're very tightly bound to the API, and they could be expressed in terms that really don't touch on any of those notions. The area where probably does more is the use of quads as an interface. That's something that Richard's expressed that the concepts document is not likely to express. So we're going to sort of have to figure out how we want to discuss the notion of putting out a tuple that includes a graph name component.
Mm-hmm.
But if we wanted to divorce this completely from the idle, I think it would be fairly straightforward. We could just then make a mapping in the RDF conversion algorithm terms that expressed, or we could do that within the idle, how it relates to the terms used in the algorithms.
Yeah. So there's one thing that I'm somewhat concerned about, and that is having to modify the specs based on what the RDF working group charter says and not necessarily what makes the most logical sense for how the specs should be laid out. I completely accept that in the end we might have to end up doing that to meet some kind of W3C process, but David, Yvonne, I want to make sure that we at least try to make sure that we keep these specs intact the way that the editors and the community group has created them, just because they make the most amount of sense in that way. So like Greg said, if we need to split, go ahead.
Yeah, it seems to me that as long as the, I'm sorry to jump the queue, as long as we get over the patent policy hurdle, the rest of it's easier.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, if we somehow failed to get over the patent policy hurdle, then we'd have a major problem.
Okay, Richard, you were on the queue.
I just wanted to briefly. So since the issue with data sets and quads and so on was mentioned, so it would be a bit premature to really talk about what exactly the RDF concepts document is going to contain there in the end. It's still under lots of discussion, and so my feeling sort of where the working group is headed, and certainly what I would personally like to see, is that we don't really do the quad thing but align more with Sparkle, but that's at this point it's unclear what's going to happen, and it might well be that we formally have some notion of quads in the document in the end. So that's something we'll hopefully know a bit more about in a couple of weeks. The other thing I wanted to say is, so I understand the concern that that the W3C process essentially may ask for something like sort of for a breakup of the specs that may not make the most sense from a sort of purely editorial or purely technological point of view, and that I understand that there might be some opposition against that, but on the other hand, I think it's also worth keeping in mind that so JSON LD isn't one monolithic thing, it's a couple of separate things. There's syntax and there's APIs and there's different sort of algorithms and different conversions and mappings and so on in there. And my understanding is that these different parts also have a very different level of maturity. And from that point of view, having some of them essentially, having some of them go through the W3C process at this time, while others maybe have to be broken out of the spec and still have to wait for a while, is, I think, not entirely unreasonable. And I'm not saying that this is what we have to do or whatever, but I think if that makes the whole thing go smoother through the W3C process, then I think there actually are good reasons for doing it as well.
Yvonne, you're on the queue.
Well, actually, yeah, I mean, Richard almost said what I wanted to say. I just refer back to Greg, to what Greg said 10 minutes ago, that some of the algorithms that are in the API spec, I think he used the term experimental, which is absolutely okay, of course. I mean, these are new territories, but that actually worries me a little bit, because if we take the API as a monolithic document and put it into the whole process, what that means in practice that this will hold back the JSON-RD syntax from its own standardization cores. And frankly, the problem we also have is that the RDF working group charter is finite, and so I'm a little bit worried about hitting a charter time limit, because some of the other documents are not yet final, and that would mean that we cannot finalize JSON-RD either. So that is a major item, and so fully understand the editorial and if you like the presentation issues about that. I begin personally, not in my position, but as a person, I begin to be more and more in favor of doing what Greg was saying, is that to take those two algorithms, reformulate them a little bit like he and I did with the microdata to RDF conversion. I think this is a little bit similar, and put that into the document of JSON-RD syntax and let's be over it.
And I think that's one acceptable path forward. I completely agree with the point that we don't want the JSON-RD API to become the blocker for getting the syntax out there. And if what the RDF working group really just needs to do is publish the syntax and then a small kind of shiv document document that basically says this is how you convert to and from RDF, and then we can get those two documents to rec, then that's great. I think maybe after that we can follow it up with the API, you know, maybe 6 months later or 8 months later, once we have everything really hammered out.
And maybe that would be in a different working group.
It would, and maybe we could republish the to and from RDF just to have a complete document in there, if that makes sense. So that in time we will have the two documents split out correctly, but in the interim we're just going to have to and from RDF, the API calls published. Is there a precedent for doing that, Yvonne, or?
Well, I am not sure what you mean by republish them in the other working group. Really so important or interesting. I mean, you know, these are at the end of the day, these are recommendations, and whether they are published by different working groups is not a big difference anyway.
Right. So I guess what I'm talking about is currently we have, if we decide to split the to and from RDF out, we're going to have at the very minimum three different specifications talking about the JSON-RD API, or things that can be in an API for JSON-LD. One of them is to and from RDF. The other one is compaction, expansion, all that kind of stuff. And some of that work is going to be duplicated in the to and from RDF, specifically the expansion stuff. And then we have normalization in another spec. So what I'm saying is that maybe we want to, at the very, very end, we want to consolidate all three of those specs into one JSON-LD API spec, one or two. But again, I don't know how important that would be.
I don't know. I mean, I actually, you know, for the RDF conversion back and forth, if I use it for my implementation, I do not really think in terms of API. So in a sense, for me, the algorithmic description of how you convert JSON-LD to RDF, but not in a terminology of API, is actually more more natural for me. So in a sense, you know, having that algorithm independently of an API being defined somewhere makes a lot of sense. And then, of course, an API document can just refer to that, saying, you know, this is an IDL wrapper around the algorithm which is defined in that document. Now, whether at the end of the day we would republish them into one document, money, to be honest, I have no idea. And I don't think we should really care about it right now.
Greg, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I want to echo some of that. Right now what we have is most of the body of the API document is the expression of the algorithms, and the IDLE itself is pretty thin. So if we have a discipline where the algorithms do not import terms from the API, but rather the API translates terms that are defined in the algorithms, then we can separate the expression of the algorithms from the API itself, and perhaps the API becomes a fairly thin document. So if we were to do that, the algorithms we would have to have together to be able to deal with RDF conversion would be IRI expansion, value expansion, the general expansion algorithm, and then all of the RDF conversion. So that could be expressed in more pure terms that do not import terminology from the API, and put either together in the syntax document or in some other document. It probably makes sense, being a RDF working group publication, presumably, for them to be self-contained in a single document, which we probably rename. I think our original thought with the syntax document was to keep as much of the detail of the operation of what a implementer of the specification needs versus from what a user of the specification needs. That's why it was a focus on syntax. And maybe that was appropriate for what we're doing, but we want to consider at this point that that should be a primer, and a primer would be the entry point that most most users of JSON-LD would come from.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, that's certainly that's another approach that we could take. I think I'm trying to. I feel like we have quite a bit of discussion. If we decided to reorganize these specs, there's going to be quite a bit of discussion on what the best way to do that is going to be. Like, I mean, the first time we had this discussion, it took us three or four telecons to really figure out how to split it, whether or not we wanted to split it up, and how we were going to split it up. So we're adding a bit of overhead here. Part of me is concerned that, again, we are doing all of this work because we're trying to figure out how to fit this into the RDF working group.
I'm sorry, Manu, that's not absolutely correct.
What's not correct about it?
It's not the question of the RDF working group. It's the question of, if I want to publish a standard, that standard has to be in some way concrete, either by itself or referring to missing elements in another standard. And that's really the issue here. The RDF conversion pro and con from JSON-LD is conceptually and technically integral part of JSON-LD for semantic web and RDF purposes. And therefore, the algorithm of conversion has to be on the same level of maturity than the JSON-LD syntax itself. So, you know, it's just, that's the way any standard has to work and has to be set up. And that's why we are going down this discussion.
Well, I guess my point is that if you took that RDF working group requirement out of it, I don't think we would modify these specs. Like, this whole concept that we have to be able to convert to and from RDF, that's actually not a requirement in JSON-LD. You don't have to do that. But the RDF working group is creating that requirement on the JSON-LD spec because they are the RDF working group. That's the point I'm making. I'm not making a value statement against it. I'm just saying the reason we're having this discussion is because we're going through the RDF working group. If we were going through something called like the JSON-LD working group, we wouldn't have this discussion.
But then what would happen is that there would be no official standard way of converting, of binding JSON-LD to RDF in either direction.
And oh, that but would they be would, because we would have the API spec.
But the, if the API becomes a spec on the same level as JSON-LD, then of course true. But what we are talking about here is pushing one document through the process where the other is not yet there. That was the problem.
Oh, sorry, so miscommunication. Then there's a miscommunication. I'm not suggesting that we push the JSON-LD syntax spec through. What I'm suggesting is that we put the JSON-LD syntax spec there, right? So it doesn't change. And what we do is we take the to and from RDF algorithm and put it in a separate spec.
That's fine.
And then push both of those through as rec.
Yes, and that if this is the best way, then this works perfectly well. I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. Personally, I think that's what I would prefer. David, you're on the queue, and then after that, we should hear from Marcus and Greg to see if they feel that would be okay.
I think we're making this out to be harder than it probably is. You know, I question how linked data JSON-LD can be if it doesn't canonically tie itself to RDF, and so I think that step is useful in any case, regardless of how it's standardized. So I don't think it's purely an artifact of the process. I think the JSON-LD spec has a perfectly fine home in the RDF working group, and I think this requirement to define exactly how conversions take place isn't so much between formats, but it's between the RDF data model and the syntax. And so I think that's, as I say, useful in any case.
Right. So just a quick response to that. JSON-LD is very useful without RDF. So just to give you an example, internally in Digital Bazaar and for the web payments work and the Paceworm work, we absolutely do not use a triple store of any kind. We do not use Sparkle, and we do not convert to RDF. We work natively in JSON-LD. So, and I'm just saying that because that may not, it's certainly not evident from looking at the spec, but you can work just natively in it without needing to go all the way to RDF. I'm not saying the conversion to the RDF data model isn't useful. It is very useful, and it helps to show people that this is how the mapping happens. So not saying that we shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that JSON-LD stands on its own. And David, you're in the queue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I appreciate that you can stay fully within the confines of JSON-LD. and that it's a useful tool in and of itself. I have no problem with that. However, it's not the use of a triple store or Sparkle that defines RDF. RDF is the data model. And if Richard were here, and I think he's not back yet. I think he got kicked off and didn't make it back. But you know, his work on RDF concepts and abstract syntax is very much to that same point. It has nothing to do with Sparkle. It has nothing to do with the triple store. It has nothing to do with any RDF serialization. RDF is the data model, and that data model also has use in and of itself, irrespective of any particular implementation, be it a query language or a serialization format. I contend that although JSON-LD may be able to be used in isolation, it becomes much more valuable when related to the RDF data model, which is not only a well-deployed international standard, but gives some theoretic backing to what JSON-LD is trying to do. And I won't argue the point forever, but I think it's worth hearing.
Right. And I think, again, all good points. We're in violent disagreement, I think, at this point. There are some minor things I'm sure we can disagree about, but those are, you know, I don't think it really helps us move forward to have those discussions, at least at this point. Greg, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I think that looking at aligning RDF with JSON-LD, part of where we got started with issues, I think, goes back to last summer when we were having some violent discussions over really what is linked data. And a number of people chimed in that really had an issue with tying linked data directly to RDF, and we're looking for things that that expressed more what they believe the pure values of linked data are. Principally, follow your nose, that every IRI should be a URL that you can dereference to follow information about itself. Thus, the statements about blank nodes not being considered pure linked data. And I think we certainly got mired in that quite a bit, and the spec has sort of reflects that division. But given that we are basically going to RDF, in my opinion, I think we can start to disentangle that a little bit and certainly break the Gordian knot and go really basically say this is an expression of RDF. It's just important that we not get in the way of developers that want to use a useful technology that maybe have had some issues with RDF in the past or have been misinformed as to what RDF really is.
Mm-hmm. Richard, you're on the queue.
You're absolutely right, Craig.
Quick response to that. So given that you've sort of reconsidered the entire data model and what linked data is, you have ended up with something that is actually pretty close to RDF, except for a number of significant yet not fundamental differences. But also what I wanted to say, since we discussed like sort of possible ways of slicing the design space into stuff that could go into different documents and so on, there's one option that I have no idea whether it makes any sense, but I just wanted to put it on the table as an option. The IDL of the JSON-LD API, it basically has two parts, right? So there is a couple of interfaces that define the data model, as we know, is pretty much the RDF data model with some sort of differences in terminology and so on. And then there's a couple of extra things that, like this JSON-LD processor that has these different algorithms tied to it and so on. And the sort of data model part is actually, so one might consider whether it's worth trying to figure out whether we could actually put that into the RDF concepts document itself. Because if I read it, then it basically says, okay, so we have, well, okay, it's quads, not triples, but once you go beyond that, then essentially you define IRIs, you define blank notes, you define literals, and it's all very much very close to what RDF concepts also defines. And so So I'm just putting it out there, and if anyone feels that's a good idea, then it might be something we want to sort of talk about and see if that could be done or if it does make any sense. Yeah, I just want to put that out there as a sort of a possibility.
Yeah, I think that's it's certainly a good suggestion. One of the things that's one of the tensions here is that we wanted to be able to. This is going back to the point you made, Richard, about JSON-LD is effectively RDF, right? And I think that's very true. It is effectively RDF. And what we're trying to do, and I know a number of people don't agree with this, but what we're trying to do is hide the RDF part of it, right? We're trying to use more colloquial language to present it. We're trying to effectively, disguise it as something that web developers would look at and almost immediately recognize. Like, web developers have been using a form of RDF for a very long time. They just haven't really realize that that's what they're doing. And so while the suggestion of, well, we could just reuse the RDF concepts is true, I don't know how that would play out when a web developer looks at it. I don't know if they would look at it and go, I've heard of RDF, it's an awful technology, therefore I don't want to read any more about this document. Or they'd look at it and go, okay, well, it makes sense to me, that's completely fine. And they wouldn't even think twice about it. So that's honestly the only concern I have about it, is that if we use very specific computer science terms, if we try and be very precise, we might lose our audience. The counterpoint to that is, well, we're talking about an API spec, and developers are going to be the implementers are going to be the ones that really look at this stuff. Developers are probably going to be looking at another website, that has more colloquial documentation or more accessible documentation. So I think there are a number of really good arguments on either side. I'm not coming down on one side or the other right now. Okay. So do we have anything else? So I guess all of this needs to result in some kind of way forward. And David, Richard, Yvonne, let me know if this would work for you guys. I'm sorry, Marcus, you're on the queue. Why don't you go, because you haven't had a chance to say much.
Yeah, well, it's basically just a simple question. I mean, if you're looking at the API spec, there are a number of algorithms in there. But the only really experimental one is, I would say at the moment, just framing. Like expansion, mm-hmm. that's the base for every other algorithm. Compaction, well, we use it after, from RDF, to make the document look like JSON and not like some, well, that they don't see the IRIs all over the place. So I don't know if it makes that much sense to just extract the RDF part, because we need basically everything except framing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Richard, just to be specific, you had said in the beginning that there's a lot of experimental stuff in the API, and honestly, what Marcus is saying is absolutely true. The only truly experimental thing in there right now is the framing algorithm. Everything else has been pretty stable for a long while.
So then, the other possibility is to take out framing and put that into another document. Because the way I understand framing, when I looked at it, when was that? More than half a year ago. It is one of those things that is then useful, but it's not essential to the rest. So it's sort of structurally a separate thing. So if the others are mature, then the other possibility is to say we put framing in a separate document for the time being. We will see what happens with that. and we take the rest for going ahead and going hand in hand with the syntax.
Yep,
it's just
I
a question.
Agree.
I mean, you guys were saying, or Greg was saying, that some of these are experimental, so I was just following that. If this is the only one which is experimental, then that's also a way. That being said, I repeat what I said before when I did in the early day a JSON to RDF conversion, then the way I did it was to look at the core of the algorithm, and I didn't really think in terms of an API. So, it may be, for me personally, it might be more natural to describe the algorithm in, if you like, in a mathematical sense, and not having the whole idea of thing around it. That's also a developer say.
Mm-hmm. Marcus, I don't know if we cut you off or not. If we did, I apologize.
No, it was more or less. That was it. I mean, the other question is really, how long is that process going to take? I mean, even if we now start that process, it's not that we have to publish standard tomorrow or in 2 weeks. So we could still leave framing in for the time being. And if it gets stable enough till we come to the point where we're really going to publish it, then we can leave it in or we extract it afterwards. But is there really a point of extracting it now and starting the process?
No, you are right.
Yeah, go ahead, Ivan.
Oh, sorry, Mike. I mean, the only point where a decision has to be made on this is when we get to what the jargon calls the last call. And even in the last call, we can take one feature and define it as at risk, saying that, the community may have feedbacks, and as a result of that, that one may go out. So until last call, we can have features in and out. So yes, Marcus, you are right. It can go that way. On the other hand, it's good to have a long-term plan and idea how these things will work out.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. But I think we're discussing a lot about things that are not really that critical at the moment. I mean, we could discuss more about the substance of JSON-LD and not whether we put certain things in or not, which we can extract easily at any point in time.
Yeah, I agree with Marcus. So I think what we need from the RDF working group is some kind of agreement on what documents and what the content of those documents should be. Like if we can say, so this is I think the best proposal so far. If we can say the RDF working group is going to publish the JSON-LD syntax and the JSON-LD API, understanding that framing is probably going to be moved into a separate document, would that be acceptable to the RDF working group? And I think if that's acceptable to the RDF working group, then we can get an FPWD for both documents out as soon as possible. And I think that is also an approach that this working group, this community group would agree with. So Yvonne, David, Richard, do you guys feel that would be a sensible way forward?
I certainly think we want to know what the status was and what the relationship was of any document that wasn't in the in the set of things that were approved by the RDF working group. So we'd have to be pretty careful about our normative versus informative references, and we'd have to develop some level of comfort there, but it's possible.
Okay.
Yvonne?
Yeah, I mean, the only small worry I have is this issue about API being in the charter or not. But, maybe this is a risk that we can take. What do you think, David?
I think we have the ability to engage the community who would wish to veto our work around named graphs, and therefore I don't think they're going to be paying nearly as much attention to this.
Okay.
And you know, that sounds like a tongue-in-cheek comment, but it's really not. It's really a tactical comment. I really don't think it's the biggest worry. I think we've made a mountain out of a molehill on that particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Now,
David,
disagree, and of course he gets a say here, but yeah, I don't think it's our biggest issue.
Okay, so do you think that it would be okay to kind of propose that as the way forward? I will send out an email today proposing that as the way forward, and then we can discuss on the RDF working group call tomorrow.
Yes, I think that's fine. You know, as with anything in the RDF working group, be prepared for people to make you state your reasons.
Right.
Be prepared to be flexible. The RDF working group isn't going to rubber stamp anything. If we didn't rubber stamp Turtle, we're not going to rubber stamp anything. But, yeah, I think we can together find a way forward.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then I will take an action and do that later on today. Richard, you're on the queue.
Yeah, so I think it's of course, the three of us who are here today can't speak for the majority, for most people in the working group, of course, and it's kind of, you never know what kind of concerns and what kind of objections will come up once this is actually, once we try to get some sort of resolution from the RDF working group. And I think one issue will be that, so my experience in the working group is often that people feel reluctant to agree to anything that they don't quite understand yet. So there might be a lot of sort of explaining and motivating and so on required until there's a consensus inside. Just of the case that Manu and Greg and Marcus did with me over the last week or two, where basically you patiently explained to me why is all this stuff in the spec and how does it all work and so on. And I think probably more of that will be necessary. So I would expect that, you know, some people will say, what's all this in there? Why is this necessary? Mm-hmm. This is much bigger this seems much, much bigger than required just to have a JSON serialization. So, that's just the kind of work that is part of this consensus-based process that we have in these working groups. So so I guess we have to be prepared for that. But that in itself, it takes time, but is probably not a fundamental obstacle.
Yeah, that's good. And yeah, that's very good advice. I guess the only thing I would add is I want to make sure that we have the time to explain that from the chairs. Completely trust that you'd give us the appropriate time to do that. But I'm always concerned that we're going to try and explain this stuff for a week, and then people are going to be like, okay, well, it's too complicated. Let's move on and you know, not try and necessarily understand where this stuff's coming from. We're going to have to compress, you know, a year and a half of discussions that we've had on JSON-LD into like, you know, 2 weeks. I feel to.
Well, you do have the
successful
benefit. You have specs that can be read, and anyone who has a strong objection should be told, "Hey, RTFM," and then object.
Right.
And that's
right.
Fair comment.
Yep. Okay. Okay, that sounds good. In the remaining 3 minutes, I want to quickly point everyone to the discussion that Ian Jacobs and I had over transitioning these documents. It's a new process, kind of a community group to working group process. So before we get into that, Yvonne, quickly.
No, go on. My question is slightly tangential, so go on.
Okay, so this is Ian Jacobs and I had an hour-long discussion last week about the process of taking a document from a community group into a working group. And there are a very specific series of steps that we have to follow to make sure that patent coverage continues. And then after we do the document transition, we have to make sure that we do certain things to ensure that the patent coverage continues and the copyright concerns are all taken care of. So the two major things that he said we need to do, and this is speaking only to the community group, specifically Marcus, myself, Nicholas, and Dave Lane and Dave Longley, we have to fill out this form that's a part of the community group process that says that we relinquish all patent, or we don't know of any patents, or if we have any patents, we relinquish those to, the use in the standard, basically just getting an agreement from everyone that's worked on the spec to this point that the patent coverage is clear. The other thing that we need to do is right now the spec is under a CC BY license, a Creative Commons attribution license. We need to change it to W3C's permissive license. So what that does is it still allows us to fork the spec if things go horribly wrong in the RDF working group, which absolutely nobody is thinking is going to happen. But if that happened, we'd still be able to take the work that we've been working on and fork a spec off of that. So these are the two main things: changing the copyright to the W3C permissive license, and making sure that the patent coverage is very clear on the spec when we transfer it to the RDF working group. Once we transfer this document to the RDF working group, it cannot be worked on by the community group any longer, because that would open up the possibility for something that's not covered under the patent agreement to sneak back in there. So, David, Yvonne, my understanding is that would mean that the guys that are going to be modifying these specifications need to become RDF working group members, either as invited experts or through some other mechanism. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to necessarily contribute.
They will need to fill out the invited expert application form, at which point we can take administrative action on it. And it's probably worth noting here that if for some reason the RDF working group failed to take action on the specs, failed to standardize it, I suppose we could always transfer it back to the community group or take some other, reasonable action to allow you to proceed.
Yeah. Yeah, if it gets transferred back to the community group, it would just mean that we would have to fill out that paperwork all over again, the patent coverage paperwork. So we can bounce it back and forth. It just every time it's bounced back, we have to fill out that paperwork all over again.
Don't we all love patents?
I don't think so. Marcus,
yeah,
you're on the queue.
I'm sorry, I was just asking exactly that, the invited expert, because I don't even have access to the mailing list, for example. I was wondering, if that's a problem then, or,
I think the expectation is that we will figure out a way to get you into the RDF working group if the RDF working group picks up this work.
Yeah, as soon as it sort of officially becomes a working group work item, then there are administration to do for the invited expertship, which David and Sandro and I and Hus will have to take care of at some point. But as soon as this is done, then you have access to everything just as any other member of any group.
Okay, great.
Okay. The only other remaining thing is how we're going to track issues. David, Yvonne, I think what we're going to continue to do here is just track issues in the GitHub issue tracker. It's been working really, really well for us so far. Until there is a clear point at which we've transitioned the work over the RDF working group. And it could be that we continue to do issue tracking until we get the last call. And the second we hit the last call, that's when the W3C issue tracker would take over. I don't know if that seems like a reasonable way forward for you guys or not.
There is no process issue about what tracker you want to use.
Okay.
That's just an agreement among ourselves. Money, that at the end of the process, you have to prove that all the issues have been taken into account, etc. That's really what counts. Now, one way of doing it, which might, let's put it this way, it might make things easier for the rest of the RDF working group, if what we do is that once these documents are published as first public working drafts, so they become very official RDF documents, then we move over to the tracker. You know, that makes things a little bit easier in the sense that the other people in the working group who might want to be involved, they are already there and they don't have to move over to GitHub for this. That's also a point to consider. But you know, however we organize our work is really something that the working group decides by itself. It's not, there's no process issue here, there's no W3C stuff around it. It's just whatever makes the work easier.
Okay. And the other question is, I would imagine that the RDF working group already can fill all of the time on the telecons, and adding more JSON-LD discussion into that may be distracting, so perhaps we still do want to have separate calls until we're completely done with the technical work.
I have thought about that, Manu. Yes, indeed. That may be one thing that we may have to do. I mean, at least for the time being. Yeah, but that's fine. What that would mean is that, on the RDF, I mean, formally only the RDF working group can make resolutions, formal resolutions that are binding.
Mm-hmm.
So the technical discussion could happen on a separate call, and then we go back to the RDF working group to say, you know, these are the resolutions and we want to record them, something like that.
Okay.
David will have some fun sharing these groups, but, you know, that can be done.
Okay. All right. Well, we're at the top of the hour. Anything else before we go? I guess I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask something that is a bit tangential. Is, I know that you guys also had a discussion on the canonicalization thing. And you remember,
yeah,
Manny, that we had already this discussion back in the past, that the canonicalization, at least what I saw out of it, the canonicalization is not a JSON-LD specific thing. It is something that is valid for any RDF graph.
Yep.
And therefore, the canonicalization algorithm is really something that is damn useful beyond JSON-LD as well. And I don't know how you do that.
We have generalized the algorithm so that it's applicable to any RDF graph. And we have an implementation of it, so all we need to do is we need to rewrite the spec for it, and the serialization format of the canonical form is quads right now, which is why we have all this language around quads, is because we actually use quads across not only the conversion to RDF, we also use it for, you know, name graphs, and we use it for the canonicalization stuff. So I believe we have an actual generalized RDF graph canonicalization algorithm now. I think it took a year and a half to get it together.
I'm sorry. Go on, man.
Go ahead, Yvonne.
Yeah, so my feeling is there are all kinds of charter and other things come in, so I am not sure that this algorithm would be something that the RDF working group would publish as a recommendation. But having that at least published as a W3C working group note for the time being, and then maybe come back to it 1 or 2 years later when there is experience in using it out there to turn it into a standard, would be a really good thing to have. And you know, this is something that I would really like to see, because I think having this algorithm backed up by a working group
for the community would be very, very useful. That's all.
Okay. Sounds good. Greg, you're on the queue, and then we should end the call.
Yeah, I just wondering whether the working group had considered publishing NQuads or some version of NQuads. I see there's been some discussion over perhaps changing what the order might be. Or would you consider that a better, a more official way to publish quads would be through Trig?
There is no consensus on that. I think that's the fair answer. There's no consensus today.
Yeah, I think we're also putting it off until we address some of these other more time-sensitive issues. It's on our queue to consider. I think we will consider it. I suspect it may be so late in the game for us that we won't be able to get consensus on it before the working group ends.
So that'll be a possible problem then with being able to express unless we can separate the theoretical data model of say a quad from the syntactic expression. The algorithms are fairly tightly bound to the notion of having a named graph component.
Okay. Okay. We'll pick this discussion up again next week on this call. All right. Thanks, everyone, for the call. Thank you, Richard and Yvonne and David, for taking the time to join us on this call. We'll talk with you on the call tomorrow. All right.
Thanks, all.
Have a great week, guys.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.